A mom heard her child praying, "Please, God, could you give us some money so we can buy a baby?"
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I love listening to children pray, don't you? I think God does too. Here are the innocent prayers of some little kids. "Dear God, my grandpa says you were around when he was a little boy. How far back do you go? God, I wish you would not make it so easy for people to come apart. I had to have 3 stitches and a shot. Dear God, is it true my father won't get into heaven if he uses his golf words in the house? Oh, man. Dear God, I love Christmas and Easter. Could you please put another holiday in the middle? There's nothing good in there now. Dear God, could you please send Mikey Johnson to another summer camp this year? I know the feeling. Dear God, who do I pray to when you go on vacation?" You know, we grown-ups sometimes take a vacation from prayer, don't we? We get frustrated over unanswered prayer. Our busy lives crowd it out. At best, we fall asleep praying things like, "God, I completely lost my mind today. Help me find it tomorrow." Or worse, we're so busy we forget to pray entirely. If that's you, there's good news. Your computer can now do the praying for you. That's right. According to a Buddhist named Deb Platt, your disk drive can now be turned into a prayer wheel. "To set your very own prayer wheel in motion," says she, "all you have to do is download the mantra Om Mani Padme Hum," which is what mothers used to yell during soccer matches, "and presto, your disk drive will spin the mantra for you. Soon," she says, "you'll be purifying loads of negative karma, and if things go real well, this online ritual could help you, quote, gain merit through action, which in return directly contributes to liberation from the continual cycle of birth and rebirth. Plus, if you leave the computer on all night," Deb believes, "the blessings will supersede even your power bill." I'm so excited, I hardly know where to start. But is prayer some cold, impersonal act that even a computer can do for us? Or is there a God who listens, who cares, who loves to commune with his kids? You know, karma teaches me that I will get what I have coming. Grace teaches me that I get what I can never deserve, forgiveness, God's favor. Psalm 103:10 says he has not dealt with us according to our sins. There's no better news out there. In the midst of our busy lives, God invites us to pray. "Don't be anxious about anything," says Philippians 4, "but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Not spin a wheel or chant a mantra, but simply leave our requests at the feet of a loving Father. Prayer changes us. Prayer brings perspective and peace. I saw a cartoon of a guy in a doctor's office. The doctor asked, "What fits your busy schedule better, exercising 1 hour a day or being dead 24 hours a day?" Well, you know, I'm toast without the daily exercise of prayer. Years ago, I asked myself, how is it that I can find time for TV, for complaining about the weather, for trimming my nose hairs, for baseball statistics, yet I can't stay awake to pray? I've since discovered that a joy-filled life is impossible without an active prayer life. I've seen God at work in ways I never thought possible before I began to pray. William Temple, who served as Bishop of Manchester, said this, "When I pray, coincidences happen. When I don't, they don't." Today, let's simply make God a part of our everything. Talk to him in the car, the elevator, the bathroom. Talk to him about anything. Like the boy who prayed, "Dear God, please take care of my daddy, my mommy, my doggy, and me. Oh, please take care of yourself too, God. If anything happens to you, we're going to be in a big mess." Don't you get in a mess today. Don't be too busy to pray.
Ah, sunny St. Martin, one of the beautiful ports of call on the Eastern Caribbean cruise in 2018. Join Laugh Again February 3rd to 11th aboard the Royal Caribbean Freedom of the Seas for a fun-filled week of sightseeing, great food, and lots of laughter. Don't wait to register. Just visit laughagain.ca or in the U.S., laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.